Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, singer-songwriter Trevor Sensor just put out his first EP. It's called Texas Girls and Jesus Christ. That was back in April, and it might as well have been eons ago because he's already releasing new music, a new single, Judas Said to Be a Man, on Jag Jaguar Records, which is coming out on May 27th. Trevor Sensor is folk, he's rock, he's Americana, but his vocal styling set him apart. His voice is much more punk, his music much more folk. And what do you get? Well, you get a unique singer-songwriter that's turning heads. Sensor is from Sterling, Illinois, and he joins me in studio for a chat and a live performance. Trevor, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Sterling, Illinois. How does a musician from Sterling, Illinois end up recording music, dealing with European tours? Talk about how you got your big break.
Well, I was going to college out in Iowa, and Dave Kooning happened to be from the Killers. The guitarist happened to be from the same town, and he was home for some reason. And I was playing in a bar, and he saw me, and he pulled me aside, and he's just like, "I love your stuff, and I want to give you a record deal." And I told him that he was like full of crap, basically.
Yeah, do you think you were being punked?
Yeah, I thought I was being punked. It's more so just like the cynicism of like, oh, everybody says that, and then nothing ever happens. Because I've been doing this since I was a kid, you know. I guess I'm still young, but I was younger when I started.
Did I explain your style? I mean, we're going to hear it in just a second, but the way that you, the music is very folk, the guitar, everything you put together, Judas Said to Be a Man, but it's your voice, it's the way that you approach the music that really gives you those punk roots. Am I characterizing it in the right way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think often when there's an acoustic guitar involved, people automatically slap it in the folk area, and I mean, I'm not doing things like there's a guy named like Sam Amidon who's doing like really, that's real folk stuff, contemporary. A lot of my stuff is probably pop songwriting, but just masked really well, you know. So I have folk influences, like, you know, Tom Waits is like a big influence for me. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to describe my music, so you're doing a fine job of it.
Why don't we then let your music do the talking right now and get a live song out if that works for you?
Yeah, so by me.
What are we going to hear here?
I guess I'll play Judas Said to Be a Man.
Great. The single Judas Said to Be a Man, which will be out on Jag Jaguar Records on May 27th. You're also touring with the Staves. You're going to be at Lincoln Hall on June 6th.
Yeah.
A lot of Trevor Sensor in the area coming up here. So, Trevor, here is Judas Said to Be a Man live on The Download here on WGN Radio.
Home is something I have never known. As we wave at something like life. Oh, in time, like a parasite, it burdens my young mind. It haunts me all my sad and troubled nights. As we wave at something like life. Oh no, you wave at someone and toss you to the dogs. Always wave at something to go wrong. They won't be something, nothing at all. Oh well, Judas, tell me, open my young eyes. As we wave at something like a lie. Well, I'm so sorry. Sorry for the brittle strings I broke. Burning bridges swallowed in the smoke. As we wave at something like a lie. Oh no, you wave at someone and toss you to the dogs. Always wave at something to go wrong. That you will be something, nothing at all. Oh no, 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 no. You kiss me clean and tell me all these things. That I'm no good, my father. Give me something, give me anything.
Woo. That was singer-songwriter Trevor Sensor with the new single, Judas Said to Be a Man. It's going to be out on May 27th on Jag Jaguar Records. Your vocal stylings are, it's hard for me to picture, like, where's the inspiration from? Because it doesn't feel like it's coming out of your body. It seems to be, I'm not saying that you're, you don't match the voice, but it's so unique. Where do you find inspiration to sing that way?
It just happens that way, probably of drank and smoked too much. That's what they tell me, at least. But yeah, there's not really an inspiration. I mean, there's a lot of different voices you could do. I can do falsetto, for example, but that is the most natural singing voice for me.
Really?
Yeah. I know that you probably don't believe that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, but I mean, you could. Everyone listening right now just heard that live. I mean, it seems to be. And when you're in studio, I mean, your facial expressions, you're very. Colorful in the way that you're presenting your work. So I just wonder how much performance background you have, you know, to be able to do this. I mean, what's your background when it comes to performing live music?
Well, I mean, I've done shows since I was 12 or 13 in my first band, but they told me the same things back then. I think there's just a lot of pent-up emotion that needs to be let out, you know, so I do it that way.
Let me ask you, I mean, even in the song we were just hearing, Judas Said to Be a Man, the first line is about home. Talk about how emotional you are with your songwriting, because that seems to be a resonating theme throughout your music, just about things like home, life, death, big, big issues for someone of your age.
All I try to do in writing a song is to try to connect with people on something. But at the same time, I feel that there's a therapeutic aspect to writing a song, and there's also just something you're trying to accomplish. Like, I think Lou Reed once said that, like, when they were doing the Velvet Underground or something, he wanted to make smart rock music. And to me, like, I wanted to write lyrics and make songs that were more intelligent on the end of things. I mean, popular music in itself is a very lowbrow art form, and to try and push it up to a middle mm-hmm. brow or higher brow kind of thing interests me a little bit.
Is this the kind of, I mean, this music, how different is it from the kind of music you were producing when you were younger, when you were 12 to 15 to 16 to 17? I mean, it seems like it's much more mature. Obviously, you're scaled back here. How have you evolved and matured as a young artist?
It just kind of happened one day. I think I read a lot, which helps. Interests, I really like David Lynch movies and reading, you know, Wittgenstein philosophy and Jack Kerouac beat books and stuff. So, I mean, that, I think, definitely enhances your vocabulary, for sure. These are just the topics of things, I guess. That's just, I don't know, my life has kind of formed my mind around those topics. They resemble my life to some extent.
Well, let's hear some more music. Live in studio, Trevor Sensor, singer-songwriter. His EP, Texas Girls and Jesus Christ, is out, and he's got a new single, Judas Said to Be a Man, which we just heard live, which will be released on May 27th on Jag Jaguar Records. What are we going to hear now?
The Reaper Man.
I look out into a little house, nearly falling apart. In there sits a wicked man who tortured my simple heart. Would it take another step towards something that's so vile? He gets up and he looks at me, I show him my denial. Oh, here's the Reaper Man, he's looking after me. Oh, here's the Reaper Man, he's coming to take me. Da-da-dum. I have spent sleepless nights dreaming of the day that he'll come and take a step and a walk towards my way. For brittle bones and aching limbs is where I wanna be. Oh, and that wicked man comes for me. Oh, is the Reaper Man, he's looking after me. Oh, is the Reaper Man, he's coming to take me. La, la, la. Da-da-dum-dum. I believe in redemption from a brighter light. But I ain't going with him without one last fight. Oh, but that Reaper man, oh, he loves me so. And I can't hear his whispers as the cold wind blows. Oh, is the Reaper man, he's looking after me. And oh, is the Reaper man, he's coming to take me. Oh, is the Reaper man, he's looking after me. And oh, is that a Reaper man, he's coming to take me. La, la, la.
Singer-songwriter Trevor Sensor, the tune The Reaper Man, the EP is Texas Girls and Jesus Christ, and the single we heard earlier in the segment, Judas Said to Be a Man. He's going to be here at the Lincoln Hall on June 6th, opening up for the Staves, and much more. I mean, this is sort of the beginning of your career. You're young. How old are you?
22.
22 years old. I mean, you've lived a life, right? You're already a decade in music. But, I mean, do you see yourself living a life of a touring musician? Is this the career in which you've chosen?
Oh, I think it's chosen me. If anything, I'm just along for the ride, as they say. I just kind of go with all this has kind of happened by chance anyway, and I feel very uncomfortable with how it happened in the first place because it feels like I just got lucky. So I'm just trying to keep that luck going as long as I possibly can.
What's the end game for you? I mean, is it to make a living in music, to be able to get into pop music, as you mentioned, like push the boundaries a little bit?
I don't want to do another job. So, I mean, doing art is all I want to do. But in terms of like my goal for my art, I guess, is that if I could make one piece of music or a piece of art that is able to have the effect of, say, like Purple Rain by Prince or something, that really connects with people in like the human condition,
yeah, right,
to be like quasi philosophical about it, that'd be a good accomplishment.
Yeah, right. That's so. Got to be the mountaintop for musicians, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if that transfers into record sales or not, you know, as the, you know, label and all the business people want, but that's my goal at least.
So. Well, we'll be looking for Trevor Sensor. He'll be on stage at the Lincoln Hall opening up for the Staves on June 6th. Also, his EP, which was just released in April, Texas Girls and Jesus Christ, is out. And the new single on Jag Jaguar Records, Judas Said to Be a Man, is released on May 27th. Trevor, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thanks for having me.